Just two tins of beans, Mr. Lloyd, if you please, she said. Mr. Lloyd reached behind the counter to pull down the tins, but then frowned.
This one's dinged. I'll just go to the back to fetch you another.
Oh, please don't put yourself out, she began to protest. He waved her off.
It's no bother. Back in two ticks.
The older man shuffled off to the stockroom, humming as he went. Viv appreciated his thoughtfulness, but he'd left her with a bigger problem. His wife. The shopkeeper's wife's hands were already planted on her hips when Viv turned to face her.
Do you think there'll be another war then? Mrs. Lloyd asked.
I hope not, she said. Mrs. Lloyd scoffed.
No one hopes for a war. Mr. Lloyd and all of his brothers fought in the last one. He was the only one who came back. Three young men, all dead. It nearly killed their mother.
The story was too familiar. Whole neighbourhoods of men had joined up across Liverpool. Brothers and cousins. Uncles and nephews. Fathers and sons. Rich and poor. They'd gone off to fight a war they'd been told would be over by Christmas, only to find out how wrong they all were. Troops dug trenches, battlefields stretched for miles. So many died. So few came home.
It won't be like that. It can't be, said Viv,
even though she'd glanced at the Liverpool Echo when she'd passed a newsagent's earlier. The headlines had been the same for days. Germany was a threat. Britain would defend herself and her allies. War was coming.